KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have clear skies. It's 24 degrees in Atlantic. We look for mostly sunny skies today, a high around 60. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In local news, a public hearing will be held at 8:30 this morning in Atlantic with regard to the proposed fiscal year 2019 Cass County budget. The meeting takes place as part of a regular meeting of the Cass County Board of Supervisors in their boardroom at the courthouse. The board will also review the County Compensation Board recommendations for elected officers' salaries and act on those recommendations. Afterward, the supervisors will act on adopting the fiscal year 2019 secondary roads budget along with the fiscal year 2019 Cass County budget. Authorities in Guthrie Center are investigating the cause of fire that took place late Monday night and that destroyed a residence there. According to Guthrie County dispatchers, the fire at 2041 190th Road began around 6:30 p.m. Monday. The home is owned by Will and Jennifer Bates. Jennifer entered the structure after returning from a track and field meet, but she quickly left the home after seeing the smoke and flames. Officials say no one was injured and the cause of the fire wasn't immediately clear. And the Panora Fire Department crews assisted Guthrie Center Fire at the scene of that blaze. The Cass County Sheriff's Office Tuesday released a report on an accident that happened March the 6th at 10:45 a.m. A single vehicle accident happened on White Pole Road as a 2005 Toyota RAV4, owned and driven by 24-year-old Kendall Leslie Arnold of Elliott, was traveling southbound. The SUV hit a slick patch on the road, entered the west ditch, and crashed through a fence before coming to rest in a field. There were no injuries reported. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $1,000. Damage to the fence was estimated at $250. The Cass County Sheriff's Office on Tuesday also released a report on recent arrests. On Monday, 21-year-old Skylar James Svoboda of Atlantic was arrested on a warrant out of Story County. He was brought to the Cass County Jail and released later that same day on a $2,000 bond. Two people were arrested Sunday in Cass County. 26-year-old Jennifer Renee Avey of Griswold was arrested for public intoxication. She was released later that day after appearing before a magistrate. And 28-year-old Cam Jonke of Lewis was arrested Sunday on a charge of domestic abuse assault, first offense. Jonke was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that day after appearing before the magistrate. This past Saturday, 35-year-old Stephen Scott Beck of Carroll was arrested on a Cass County District Court warrant for failure to appear in court. Beck remained held in the Cass County Jail Monday on $2,000 bond. And last Friday, 53-year-old Donald Dwayne Worth of Early was arrested by Cass County deputies for assault on persons in certain occupations, public intoxication, and disorderly conduct. Worth was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on his own recognizance. Two people were arrested Monday night on separate charges in Creston. Officials say 39-year-old Brady Rickard of Creston was arrested at around 9:10 p.m. at his home for criminal mischief in the fourth degree and discharge of a weapon within city limits. Brady Rickert was being held in the Union County Jail on a $1,300 bond. And 20-year-old Tyler Ray of Creston was arrested at his home at around 7:10 p.m. Monday for driving while suspended and interference with official acts. He was released on a $600 bond. Creston police said also that a man who resides in the 900 block of Glenview Drive in Creston notified authorities Monday afternoon that his storage unit was broken into about 3 weeks ago. Mac tools were stolen from inside the unit. The loss was estimated at $2,700. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports two people were arrested on drug charges overnight into early this morning. At around 10 p.m. Tuesday, deputies served an arrest warrant on 20-year-old Max Allen Mitchell of Farragut. Deputies had been investigating Mitchell for illegal sales of narcotics. He was taken into custody without incident at his home and transported to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center on warrants for a delivery of LSD, psilocybin mushrooms, fentanyl, and Xanax. Mitchell was being held on a $202,000 cash-only bond. And at around 1 a.m. this morning, deputies of the Fremont County Sheriff's Office served another arrest warrant on 19-year-old Arenio Ramon Gonzalez of Sydney. Deputies have been conducting an ongoing investigation on Gonzalez, who was arrested on warrants and also found to be in possession of a controlled substance during his arrest. Gonzalez was transported to the Fremont County Sheriff's Office for the warrants of controlled substance violation, using a minor in the drug trade, and possession of a controlled substance. His bond of the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center was set at $61,000 cash only. In the funeral announcements this morning, Maroy Larson, age 95, of Atlantic, died Friday at her home. Funeral services for Maroy Larson will be today at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Ella Thompson, age 100, formerly of Cumberland, died Sunday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Ella Thompson will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the First Lutheran Church, southeast of Wyota. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Krista Lynn Hesebeck, age 38, of Lakota, a native of Atlantic, died March the 3rd in Lakota. A celebration of life for Krista Hesebeck will be this Friday from 4 until 6 p.m. at the Anita Community Center. Daryl Culver, age 61, of Atlantic, died March the 6th. Memorial services for Daryl Culver will be this Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Alice Lammer, age 88, of Walnut, died Tuesday in Elkhorn. A mass of Christian burial for Alice Lammer will be this Saturday at 10:30 at the St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Walnut. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Donald Gamble, age 60, of Atlantic, died February 27th in Des Moines. A celebration of life luncheon for Donald Dean Gamble will be at noon Saturday at the Catholic Parish Center in Atlantic. Gene Hauser, age 87, of Griswold, died Tuesday at the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital in Red Oak. Funeral services for Gene Hauser are pending at Reekin Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. And Jeanette Whitrock, age 78, of Anita, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Jeanette Whitrock are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.